going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I would say it's Joe, Kenny, Dylan, Shador. As a guy who likes Shador Sanders, number four is Shador.
That's the depth chart come
the day one of training camp.
Okay.
Yeah.
What about September?
I don't know about that. They all have a chance to. They all have a chance to elevate themselves. I can't guarantee the position is wide open. It's nobody. I think that they feel it's really nobody's job. Now, I think for the fans, they feel it's Joe Flacco's job to lose, which I would probably agree with as of right now. But I feel that they are going to try to be as open-minded as they possibly can. I think that Kevin really likes Kenny Pickett. He's already played in the NFL. I think that they really, no matter what you and I think of Dylan Gabriel, I know he has a very strong arm. They went out there and they visited him. Like, that's another thing that Daryl said. I think they saw him off the Stetson. They went to Eugene. They visited him personally and worked him out. What are you talking about? So you can't just tell me that they looked at stats and said, well, they're going to take that guy in the third effing round? No. Like, they make that pick. I would say you make a pick for quarterback with passion. Well, damn it, you made a pick with passion right there, because I was pretty surprised that you went after Dylan Gabriel in the third round. So if you're making a passionate pick like that, as of right now, he's the guy who's staying. And if it's Shador Sanders, the NFL has already told you they feel completely different than how fan bases feel. So they are more than willing, I think, to let him go on the practice squad and be the Browns quarterback until something changes. Which our boss texted me, well, what if they go 2-6 to start the season? What if they do go 2-6 to start the season? Yes, I think that if Shador Sanders is announced the starter, if they're 2-6 or something like that to go into week 9, yeah, you know what? Probably some fans will go, okay, I'll head over to the stadium to see what he looks like. Yeah, but I don't think that people were ringing the bell for season tickets over a 5th-round quarterback. There's a big damn difference between having a few more beers and acting excited at the bar in Tremont than it is making an investment in season tickets.
It's just amazing to think about somebody as polarizing as he was, as electrifying at times as he was on the football field, helping rescue Colorado from the depths of where they were, to talking about him as a number 2 overall pick, to now he's in the 5th round, and he still has cameras on him wherever he goes. Like, the cameras are going to come up and follow him to rookie minicamp, and it's just hard to fathom that guy not being on the football team.
Eddie and Westlake, you're first up on the fan. Hello, Eddie.
Yeah, Lima, you couldn't be more correct, man. There's no way in the world. Well, first of all, okay, so listen, let me preface this. So the draft, we know it's a science, and if you're 50% for your career, you're elite, okay? Andrew Berry, he hit on about 6 of 7 of these draft picks, in my opinion. You know, that Dylan Gabriel pick didn't make any sense because, you know, the guy is, you know, as tall as my daughter. She's 5'7", and he has no elite quality. So, you know, and they could say all that about that accuracy and all that. Man, that's in college, man. I mean, Colt McCoy threw for, you know, 13,000 yards.
Yeah, it's the draft. They all do it in college. It's the draft. Eddie, it's the draft. They all do it in college.
You can throw 3-yard passes and guys break tackles And
are you talking about Shador Sanders? Because that's what Shador Sanders is accused of.
What I'm talking about with Shador Sanders is Shador Sanders completed 70% of his passes get hit in the mouth every play. There's no way in the world that Dillon Gabriel is going to be there's just no way in the world. This guy has all – listen, he's like a Kevin Stefanski type of quarterback because he doesn't have that – he doesn't have a huge arm, but it's good. It's adequate enough. It's good enough.
Dillon Gabriel actually – hold on. Dillon Gabriel had almost a 73% completion percentage, which is just under Shador Sanders. Hold on, man, and averaged more air yards than what Shador Sanders did. Just tell me you didn't watch Dillon Gabriel and you didn't like Dillon Gabriel.
Ken, have you been watching – you've been watching football for a long time, man.
Yeah.
Do you know any elite six-footers? I mean, like, no. Come on, man. With no elite quality.
Again,
come on,
I'm
not. There's none of them.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Zoe. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Kind of want
Eddie. I didn't like the pick, but I don't like your reasoning because I think your reasoning is flawed.
Well,
and I'm giving you your reasoning that's absolutely flawed.
Our guys are the smartest guys in the room, and they're going to have the first elite 5'7" quarterback in the league. I mean, come on, man.
He's shrinking.
He's getting smaller as time goes on. It's a Russian stacking doll of quarterbacks.
It's down to 5'5", as you said.
Okay, Eddie, you're going to have to get your facts straight and get back because that made zero sense whatsoever.
My God, he can't even go to Cedar Point.
And Lima, if you want Eddie to back you up on it, that's a sad set of affairs on your argument.
Mike and air yards are poor for both of them.
Mike in Cleveland, you're next up on the fan.
Hello.
Hi, Mike.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Doing well. Go ahead.
Hey, how you doing, Happy?
Hey,
I just want to say this. I hear all this talk and stuff. Shador got a bum deal in the way. He got picked in the fifth round. They say he's a fifth round quarterback, but is he really a fifth round quarterback? You see what I'm saying? He was picked to be number one, or number two,
mm-hmm.
correct?
Mm-hmm.
So what I'm saying is that this thing with the fifth round, I hate to say it, it's going to help him because it's going to humble him a little bit. You know what I'm saying?
That's obviously what I think that a lot of people are hoping. I mean, he's going to have to – I don't think we understand that he's going to have to come in here. He's going to have to work his ass off. He's going to have to work his ass off on the whiteboard, and he's going to have to prove to these guys that no matter – because there's definitely guys – Mike, thank you for the call – I think that there's a lot of hoopla where people just think that he's a selfish, arrogant, cocky, me-first guy and doesn't care about his teammates. And I guarantee you, in a roster of 53 men who are veterans in that league, there's definitely guys who feel the same way about him. He's got to go in there and he's got to prove them wrong. He's got to prove them different. He's a fifth-round guy. He has to prove all that. Yes, Owen?
And we won't know the answer to this for 5 years or so, but if one day Shador it becomes the guy that that people say that he could become, that pays off to be the number two quarterback prospect from the draft or even the number one quarterback prospect from this draft and is an all pro and all that. And he comes out and goes, when they took Gabriel, it really humbled me. Would it have all been worth it then? Would the third round pick and Gabriel gets cut?
If he becomes a great player,
Shador becomes the guy, because that's what it feels like. That's the only thing that seems to make sense about the way in which they took these two guys.
I don't believe that the NFL acted nefarious. I don't think that they colluded against him. I think that he did not make a good representation of himself to these teams. These teams are obsessed with highlights. They're obsessed with winning. They're obsessed with winning through having a great quarterback. And if you don't have a quarterback, you stay up all night long thinking of how you can get great quarterbacks. They're just going to let a quote-unquote great quarterback fall to the fifth round. So something he did, whether it was not meet with a certain amount of teams or whatever, rubbed these guys the wrong way to the point where they let him fall to the fifth round. If that doesn't humble you, I don't know what does. To having a bunch of cameras around you, on you all the time, where you're the most famous quarterback in college football. So we didn't talk about Cam Ward. Who talked about Cam Ward? You're the most famous quarterback in college football. You fall to the fifth round. People are calling you up and pranking you. There's memes all over the internet about you. about how your interviews went, making fun of you, if that doesn't humble you, then no, you will never get it. And if you don't get it, and you certainly don't get it by the end of camp, then you'll get cut. You should get cut. And I'm here defending Dillon Gabriel. I didn't even like the pick. I would not have taken him. I had him ninth out of 11 quarterbacks. Ninth. Okay, well, I'm a radio host. I hope that they know more. Enough to keep the guy on the roster as a third-round choice. Because you have to make a decision for football by the time camp comes around. So if you want to put him on the practice squad, put Shador Sanders on the practice squad. Put Shador Sanders on the practice squad. Because fans don't pick these guys up off of practice squads. Teams do. And the other 31 teams said no. Five times over.